Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, do you pronounce LCBO or Licbo?
Who the f*** says Licbo? No, actually, my aunt says Licbo.
I know, because I was like, yo, I was searching for theories and shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, randomly a subreddit came up as like, my boyfriend pronounces LCBO as Licbo. And I was like, wait.
Yo, for the Americans, LCBO is like the only place we can get alcohol. It's the beer store and LCBO, like the only two places we can get alcohol. Because we don't, taken in the States, they have like liquor stores, you can just get liquor anywhere. Yeah. But here, it has to be from those two spots because it's like something with the government, right?
Yeah.
It's like taxes or some shit.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what they're trying to do with weed too, bro.
I know. That's why duty free, the spot.
See, they're smart, bro. They're smart. Yo, the thing with alcohol, right?
Yeah.
It was banned. Mm-hmm. It was prohibited. And they only allowed it when the government started taking like taxes from it. Or like taking a cut from sales. Mm-hmm. That was the only time they allowed it. Take that in. Because remember the prohibition? Mm-hmm. It was because all of these underground, the criminals were making a lot of money off alcohol. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was when they got cheese.
Yeah.
That's when they're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
We're taking over. We want a cut of every single sale of alcohol.
You know what my favorite show was? Moonshiners, the Moonshiners. Have you watched those?
Oh, I haven't watched that.
So they would be in like a really deserted area and they would just make moonshine. Which is like some type of liquor, I think.
Yeah, it's like homemade liquor.
Yeah, yeah. So in that, the police would try and catch these guys because obviously it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, I love those episodes where it's like, yo, police are right there. Shut it all down. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So they would bury all the moonshine in the dirt.
Wait, hold on. How did they allow that? How did they allow that on TV if it's illegal?
That's what I'm saying. Yo, half the stuff that they show on TV, I was like, yo, how are they putting this on TV? Like, why is it public?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like you know the Vice drug documentaries?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that shit on the internet?
No, but that's like,
infomercial.
They keep it. They put like the blurry shit, and then they cover their voice. Like his voice is protected by, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For like safety purposes.
Hella deep. It's like
my mom and dad used to watch America's Most Wanted like every night.
Most Wanted.
You remember that shit?
I think I have watched that.
It's like America's Most Wanted. Either like terrorists or like criminals or like serial killers and shit. Right?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happens to that, bro? Yo, wait, hold on. Is there like a Canadian version of that? Because you know how they have the FBI Most Wanted, but FBI is American. So is there like a Canadian version of that shit?
I don't know.
You don't know, right? No. Yo. I don't know if you looked into it, but there was this thing in Pickering, right?
Yeah.
And supposedly there was like a serial killer
in Pickering. Oh yeah,
I you heard about that, right?
Yeah.
And then they found like the house on the back roads where they had like the dungeon.
Okay, I didn't know about this.
You didn't know about that?
No.
So they had like a dungeon. It was like literally a farmhouse in their basement with chains, with water tubs and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was meant to be like, it's soundproofed everything. It's meant to hold somebody there, bro.
What?
Yeah.
When was this?
This was like a long time ago. I feel like this was like mid-2000s, something
like
that.
Because Pickering like is known for like being chill. I feel like this is like the suburbs because like nothing goes on. But like if you really think about it, like there was a guy, like I think the Rexall or the Max's, you know, the convenience store, it got robbed by a bunch of kids.
Oh really?
Yeah, just like recently.
Oh shit.
And like our friend who got almost jumped by a guy in a white van.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was Eric and BG. They were two guys jumped out the van with bats.
Mm.
And they're like, yo, give me your bikes.
Mm.
So what our friends do, they ran off, you feel me? But like, that's the crazy thing because they started following.
Mm.
It's like, you can never be too sure. Like, anything could happen.
Yo, I feel like, because Pickering's kind of the outside of the main city.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more back, a little bit. I'm not saying it's like the fucking country, but you know what I mean? You know how, you know, you have those outsider cities and then like, that's where the fucking weird shit happens.
Yeah.
That's where you see like the serial killers. That's where you see, cause it's easy to get away with there.
Nothing goes on here. That's why I was like, okay, why not put it something here?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yo, so take this in. Me, Charon, and Sophia, you guys are going to see this on the vlog.
Okay.
We went Randonautica, right?
Yeah.
Bam. we went Randonautica. Uh-huh. It brought us to like this next back road. Oh, yeah. It literally, I never been to this area before. It's mm-hmm. so secluded and shit, right? Yeah. It was on like a crop field. Mm-hmm. Like, you know where they plant shit? Like the farm.
Yeah.
And it took us down a path onto the way to like a tree line, right? Bro, on the way there,
yeah,
we found like a woman's boot.
What?
A woman's like shoe, fam.
Okay.
And then there's like garbage bags and shit. Like, yo, okay. If there's a dead body in there, we're gonna, I don't want to spoil it, but yeah, like yeah. y'all will find out.
Okay.
And then we saw more shit, but I don't want to like spoil
what
it.
What did you manifest? Because did you get
yo,
the
that's the thing. We didn't even, I don't think we did it right, but we did manifest like the last one.
What would you guys say?
We just like, we want to see something scary. We okay. said that. We said yeah, that. Yeah, okay. But is that how it works?
Yeah, you have to all, because there's an app, right? And before you press it, you got to be like, all right, let me see something like dead bodies. Mm-hmm. And you press it, they'll lead you there.
Yeah.
But Loki, I know you're always thinking about, it's whatever you're thinking about. And I know if you're geonodding, you're trying to see the most crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I know that like your energy and everyone's energy was like, okay, well, I want something exciting for the vlog.
Mm.
Boom, let's do it.
Damn, that's cool. Is that's like the instruction.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah, that's the instruction.
Yeah, we did this thing. We're like, all right, put your fingers together. We got to think about some shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what
that's how you do it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how you do it.
Exactly.
Because I watched a video before and like, okay, because uh-huh. the first two were like, all right, well, whatever, we'll just try it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last one were like, okay, we really got to think about this one. That's where yeah. it brought us to like the next spot, bro.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Mm.
Yeah, but I remember you were telling me like, oh, you should go to like an abandoned place, like Ontario place.
Yeah, let's
or
do
what
it.
Is? No, but I read up on it. You can't go in anywhere. It's like security 24/7.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Center Island,
mm-hmm.
you can go take a boat and while it's closed and you can walk around.
Yeah, you can do that. You can, if you have your own boat, you can just chill yeah, there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But like, imagine going there at night.
Yo, I always wanted to go to like, I seen these videos all the time, like yeah. Chuck E. Cheese at night and shit. Like, you know Five Nights
I've
at Freddy's.
I always wanted to do that. But like, we can't though. Like, how
you get arrested, bro?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's this guy, this YouTuber, he used to do 24 hour challenges.
Word.
Like in Walmart yeah. and freaking Toys R Us.
The two Asian guys, right? Ricky Johnson and
Nah, it's some white guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, the bald.
Yeah, 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 that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did it everywhere.
Yeah,
he went to the he did it at the mall. Yo, imagine you do that at like Eden Center or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. They canceled him though.
Oh, they did.
All of it was fake.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's the thing.
But I know exactly what you're talking about. I used to watch binge watch all this
yo
stuff.
It's exciting, fam. It's exciting.
Did you know the one in McDonald's playground for 24 hours?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yo, that one must have been so awkward because it's like
a grown like,
there's
man.
Still people because for sure that McDonald's isn't closed.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean, so that means like people are still there. You just see the grown-ass man yeah, going into the going into the slide and shit
and he's chilling there. Imagine like you get caught. Mm. You're like, oh, excuse me sir, please get down.
Yo, even though it's fake though, mm-hmm. like for example, reality TV yeah. or wrestling, it's mm-hmm. still entertaining.
I love reality TV.
Right?
Yeah.
It's still entertaining. Well, what are your thoughts on like, even though it's fake, you still watch it?
Yeah, because you know LaMelo Ball's, what do you call this? Ball in the Family?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love that shit. It's like their daily lives, but I know some shit is plotted mm-hmm. out, but it's still like entertaining. But that's how you kind of have to get it, because like, if you're just regular life,
yeah.
I don't think it's that entertaining, you know?
I guess so, yeah. Even, oh. it, yeah, my bad. What are no, you going to say?
Survivor? I don't think that's... Is that reality TV?
I think
that's real, though. I think that's real.
Wait, are you talking about Survivor, the one where they're, like, on the beach and shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or are you talking about Survivor, the survival guy?
Survival.
You know, like, Les Stroud or, like, Bear Grylls?
Oh, yeah, Bear Grylls?
Yo, taking that shit is staged, eh?
What?
That shit is staged.
No.
Yeah. So he has, like, a crew with him.
Yeah.
That, no, like, hangs has, back.
Yeah.
But... And come on, bro.
Yeah.
The camera and shit. He's not holding the camera himself.
No lie. When I was a kid, I was like, wait, who's holding the camera? And like, if he gets into trouble with like some bear,
yeah,
like there's obviously gonna be a second like plan, you know? He's yeah. definitely got someone to call.
That's true.
Because what if he actually gets lost?
No, because if you have the whole camera crew with you,
yeah,
no way it's real.
And he's getting dropped off from an airplane. From yeah, people yeah. he knows. So it's like that airplane is definitely like scouting him the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Would you do that? Would you go on one of those like expeditions type shit?
If everything's planned for me, like, okay, at this time you're gonna kill a bear. Like, yeah, I would do
okay,
that.
Okay, well, what if like your only food was the shit you can find in the woods or like wherever you are?
To be honest,
because then fucking Bear Grylls is gonna make you eat a bug, bro. He's gonna yeah. make you eat worms.
I know. The Marshawn Lynch episode.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
The funniest one is like, yo, let's kill a pig. He's yeah. like, I ain't going there. I'm not doing that shit, bro.
You think yeah. you could do that? You think you could eat like a spider, bro?
No.
Nah?
No, bro.
If like you had nothing else to eat and you had to survive, you wouldn't eat a spider?
I usually don't even eat my mom's Filipino food, fam. Like, the new Guan fam, I'm not eating that, bro.
Like, you don't like that?
No, I'm just gonna get like to Uber Eats. You feel me? So how am I gonna survive in the wood? I'm being completely honest.
I'm not gonna lie. I used to not eat that. How do you say it? The new Guan? Yeah.
Yeah, it's pork.
If the people that don't know, yeah. It's literally like, it looks like chocolate.
It's chocolate meat.
It looks like chocolate meat, yeah. But it's not chocolate, dog.
Yeah.
It's pork blood. It's like straight cube, up pork. Like yeah, cube. Yeah, yeah. So for the longest time, like I wouldn't eat it. Fam, I gave it a chance. Yeah. I gave it a chance. I'm like, it's not bad.
Yeah, I did too. But like at the same time, I can't eat it all the time.
Yeah, it's bad for you though. It's bad for you.
Super bad. Like, cholesterol, fam, it's crazy.
That's just bad. But most Filipino food in general is terrible for you.
Yeah. I'm surprised we haven't been canceled by like Filipinos because we always talk bad about like,
no, we're Filipino though. That's the thing. We're Filipino.
So we can talk about it, you know?
Yeah, it's like Russell Peters. Russell Peters makes fun of like all the different cultures, but he's brown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's brown. Yeah. You can't knock on Russell Peters.
Yeah, that's true. I'm surprised we haven't been called up to do those PSAs.
Well, PSAs?
The Stop Asian Hate. You feel me? Like, we're kind of big.
I don't know if they want us to. With the shit we say on here sometimes.
Yeah, because I remember Bobby Lee was also like complaining, like he's not on there too. But you feel me? He's a comedian.
Yeah, I don't know if they want us though.
I know.
They won't take us seriously.
I know, but we're pretty big, man. Like we have a good impact on the youth. Get us on those PSAs, man.
I'd be down, bro. I'd be down.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yo, but going back to like Filipino food, fam.
Yeah.
I got to talk about this, but I recently went to the hospital. I recently called 911 and like went to the hospital. All
right, yeah, go tell that story.
So, all right, this is what happened. This is what happened. Keep in mind, the night before this happened.
The new Guan?
Nah, dog. So I was at my cousin's. Yeah. They had congee queen, so Chinese food.
Yeah.
They had, my cousin made like taco crunch wrap.
Yeah.
So I had that too. They had pizza, fam. Yeah. And on top of that, to top it off, later in the night, we ordered McDonald's, bro. Oh,
GG for your blood pressure, fam.
Yo, so keep in mind, like, I'm getting tested for high blood pressure and shit because my mom and dad have it. That's what sucks. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not from what I've done. It's like hereditary, right?
Yeah.
Well, obviously I got to like watch my blood pressure. Bro, so I was downtown.
Yeah.
We were walking on the street. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, fuck, my chest is hurting, right?
Yeah.
My chest was hurting. And I'm like,
shit.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, you know what? It's probably something I just slept on the wrong side of the bed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's probably nothing, just the way I'm breathing.
Yeah.
And then not even like 30 seconds later, boom, I got like a big rush of adrenaline.
Yeah.
Adrenaline straight to my dome, bro. I'm like, yo, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
I was scared. Mm-hmm. Fucking scared. And then I'm like, all right, call 911. Yeah. So Shorty called 911 for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, that was the first time I ever been in that situation. Like, am I going to die?
Yeah.
That was really the first time. I'm like, I never felt this before. Mm-hmm. My heart is racing. I feel chest pain. I feel like all this adrenaline. It's a different adrenaline. Like, you know, when you play sports and shit.
Oh yeah.
It was like that. But then like vamped up because you feel like you're going to die, bro. Yeah,
no. I've been in that position too, fam. Tell them your heart rate or whatever that was.
Bro, so.
tell them the normal and then tell them what yours was.
Yo, so the normal is like what? Like 120 over 70, something like that. So I went in, they took me into the ambulance.
Yeah.
And they checked my blood pressure 202 over like 88 or some shit.
That's crazy, bro.
So keep in mind, I have high blood pressure, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, maybe it's because of that, right?
Yeah.
But later on, this is what happened. They brought me to the hospital. They did the checks, ECG, blood tests, everything.
Yeah.
I'm clean, right? I'm clean. They told me I still have to do like other tests later on just to make sure.
Yeah.
But at the emergency, they said, okay, you didn't have a heart attack. Right. You didn't have anything like that. You're okay. Mm-hmm. But what we think what happened was an anxiety attack, bro.
Oh, word.
It might have been an anxiety attack.
Really? Like a panic?
Yeah. And that was the first time I ever had like an anxiety attack, like ever.
What were you doing downtown? Were you just like, were you holding a camera?
No, we were just walking.
Chilling?
I think what happened was when I got like the chest pain, that's when I freaked the fuck out.
So it's like you're panicking.
Yeah,
okay, I get
freaked
it.
The fuck out. I'm like, yo, I think this is real, right?
Yeah.
And then that's when the adrenaline spike happened. And I think I had a panic attack. That's what triggered it, bro.
Holy. No, when you texted the group chat, I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, that's the first thing I thought about was like your health, obviously.
Yeah.
Second thing was like, yo, podcast.
It's a decent story, you know?
Yeah, it is, bro.
Yeah, decent
story. I've had that same shit where it's like, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
Because like, I remember it was like early morning taekwondo practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
I barely ate anything. I ate like one pancake and went off to practice.
Oh, man.
So it's like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Bro, tell me why that day we did the most intense cardio, crazy ass workout.
Fuck.
So I think it was 30 minutes into the workout, I start seeing white spots. right?
Oh, like in your vision?
In my vision.
Oh, man. And
that's never happened to me before because my cardio is always good, right? So I'm doing the workout. I'm doing the workout. It becomes bigger, right? It becomes bigger. And then I was running and I lost my sight completely.
Oh, shit.
So I panicked because I was like, am I blind now?
Yeah.
Because like I didn't know where to go. Mm. I'm like, Master Ian, I can't see nothing. Like, what is happening? And then I was about to faint. Like, I got pale. My dad said I was turning pale. I fainted on the couch.
Oh, shit, you fainted?
Yeah, on the couch.
Fuck.
Yeah, I woke up. I was like, oh, what happened? Everyone's telling me, yo, like, drink some water.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the moment I lost my vision. I was like, wait, what's going on? Mm-hmm. I started panicking crazy.
You didn't eat? That's why?
Yeah.
Damn.
And after that, I ate every... I hated that feeling of, like, not seeing type shit.
That's crazy, bro. Because for me, too, like, I felt like I was going to collapse.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the moment I had that all adrenaline. I was like, yo, I'm going to collapse. Like, I'm calling 911 right now. I'm going to drop on the floor. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's when it's so scary, bro. Because, like, it's like you're so unsure.
Yeah.
And low-key, that's probably, like, what it feels like the last moments of life. I mean,
no. Like, that's why low-key, I don't get the mans who black out when they drink.
Oh, that's
because I hate that shit. Like, those mans are like, just get blackout drunk. Mm. Like, well, you don't know if you're gonna wake up type shit, or like, you don't know if you're gonna get alcohol poisoning. Like,
yeah,
like,
but
like, that's crazy. I know.
But sometimes they don't plan on it. You know, they don't plan on it.
I mean, that's just control. That's just self-control. You know.
Okay, but what if you're like five shots in? Then self-control.
Then you lost it.
Exactly. Because like, depending on your character, right? Yeah. Depending on how hard you party.
Yeah.
Like, if you go in like fucking five shots, you're already tipsy.
Yeah, but you should know, fam. Like, if you're a lightweight, like one of our friends who did pass
away. Yeah, I know.
Like, dog, if you're like weigh 100 pounds, fam, don't go and down a bottle of Kraken, bro.
Yeah,
like, that's just not the way. That's just not the move.
Yeah, I know. But yo, when you're young, like, you still gotta learn that shit. But drink responsibly.
Yeah,
drink responsibly.
You know, I think in the Philippines, Red Horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Red Horse. There's this theory that there's always in a pack of 12.
Yeah,
there's always one smiling Red Horse bottle.
No way, is it?
Yeah. So it's like it adds an extra kick.
No way.
So in that smiling one, if you pick it out and your friends, you get an extra kick and you become way more drunk than everyone else.
Really? So it has like a shot?
Yeah. So like it's really rare that now that you find it, because I think they banned it. It was like a Four Loko. Like, you can't take that shit.
Oh yeah.
Like it was that makes sense. Literally like punched with like bare alcohol.
That's sick though. Yeah. I never heard of something like that.
Imagine like, I got the smiling horse. Let's go, dog.
Yo, well, what's the drunkest you ever been, fam?
Drunkest? I don't drink, bro.
You don't? No, like, me before though. Before.
I don't know. I think, at the the Halloween frat party that we went to?
That same party?
Oh, that was with you? No, I think the one where you went up as the 6ix9ine.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Because I think that one was the first time I drank a bit more. Mm. And then, like, my stomach felt warm. And I loved it. And I was like, yo, this is kind of a sick feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But then I knew I was kind of getting dizzy.
Yeah, right?
I know my limits. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to drink no more.
Yo, you know Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
you ever wonder, like, no, when you were little, you watch Pirates of the Caribbean
and they always drink.
No, you see Captain Jack Sparrow. When I was little, I never took in that he was drunk. That's why he acts like that. I never took that in.
Really?
Yeah, because I just thought that's like his character. Like, that's just how he acts. But he's drunk. That's why he acts like that.
I didn't know that till now.
Oh, you didn't know that either?
No.
No, but makes sense.
Is that why Captain Morgan is the pirate?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, it just lied now.
Yeah, Captain Morgan the...
Yeah.
Because pirates used to drink rum. Yeah. And that's why Kraken, all the rum brands are like the popular ones. Oh, it's all pirate, bro.
Oh, shit.
You didn't back that?
No, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but when I was little, I didn't really take in like, oh, that's why he's acting like that.
Yeah.
Because he's drunk. I never, because I'm little, right?
Yeah.
I'm young. I was so innocent. I didn't think like, oh, he's just acting funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I look back now.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, I look back now and then I look at like some people that I know, like when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
Damn, maybe some times when they were acting weird, they're probably like high or some shit.
Word. That makes sense too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't want to like flame anybody, but you ever been in a room with somebody that acted weird like when you're young and you're like, aren't they like that? Now it makes sense.
Like, they're always just moving kind of
like
weird.
Off. Yeah, like off. It's off. Acting off, right?
You think they're high?
No, that makes sense. Because like, okay, think about it. Yeah. When you're a kid, you never knew whether someone was high or not. You know, you just thought like, oh, they're acting funny.
Yeah. But now it's like, okay, if we're at a fam jam, I know who's drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, low key.
But now it all makes sense. So every time I see every time I see those people again, I'm like, yeah. Oh, so that's why you were like that before.
when I was young, I realized that the Titos are way more funnier. I didn't know they were drunk though. But now it's kind of cringe to me. It's like, I know you guys are drunk, bro.
Yeah.
Like chill out, bro.
That's what makes them funny though. Yeah, that's what makes them
like,
funny.
Like, you know, when the Titos get drunk, like they start dancing and they do all that weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like as a kid, you find that funny. But now it's like, it's whatever, bro.
Yo, there was this one thing my Tito used to do.
Yeah.
He used to always like do magic tricks and shit, right? So yeah, you ever had that
I had the one cousin who came with like the hat and shit, and like he would do magic tricks for the people at the party.
Oh, we're not my Tito did Tito magic, fam. This is what he did. He'd come up to me,
yeah,
to your ear,
yeah,
boom, chocolate bar.
Oh, no, I did have those mans. I did have those mans too, and that's like, yo, what the
or
fuck?
Like it comes out your nose or some shit, bro. When I was little, I was like mesmerized, fam. I was like, holy shit, Jesus! You know what I mean? It's like literal miracles or some shit.
Yeah. No, I dead ass had that same Tito that did that to us too.
Because when you're younger, bro, it's like everything is so. How did you do that? Yeah, you know what I mean? That's why if you're young or like if you have kids, you should bring them to Disneyland.
Oh yeah.
You got to bring them to Disneyland. Yeah. Cause when I was little, I think I was 3 years old. That was when my mom brought me to Disneyland and Universal Studios. And Universal Studios, they had like the Marvel shit too. Yeah. So everything there I thought was real. I'm like, yo, that's really Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that's really fucking Wolverine.
Yeah.
Right. That's really like real ghost in Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But when you're little, like everything is so. It's spectacular. It's like amazing. And if you have kids, you got to bring them there first.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
While they're young.
For sure. Cause that, I feel like at a certain age, like you start, okay, that's all fiction now. Mm-hmm. That's all a fairy tale, you know? But I had, speaking of Disneyland, when I went there, you know how all the characters, they give you autographs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought they were the real characters. Like, oh my God, they're in real life now, mm-hmm. right? So Lily, I have a 100-page book of me going up to every character and giving me their autograph.
Damn,
I don't know where it's at now, but like I dead ass like, Mom, Pooh's right there. I need his autograph. You feel me? And like that was my time at Disney, like literally just getting autographed.
Yo, I want to go back, man. I want to go back.
Like, I just don't want to travel again just because the planes and shit.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I hate traveling on planes, low key.
You don't like planes?
Have you ever had a near-death experience on a plane? Because that shit changes your whole mindset.
You had one?
Yes, bro.
Nah, I never had one.
I feel like when I was going to Mexico, right?
Yeah.
There was a really, really bad turbulence and we were in a storm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And it's funny because like there's a saying, it's like when you're about to die, everyone remembers God, who God is.
Yeah. That's facts.
So this is like the only time I was actually scared for my life. Mm-hmm. And my mom was right beside me, right? This turbulence, boom, boom. You know that crazy turbulence? Mm-hmm. But imagine 10 times worse. So like the plane is literally rocking.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, shit. Like this is it. My mom's clenching my hands like this. I'm like, Mom, like I love you. I literally said that to her. I'm like, Mom, I love you. Because I thought it was the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she said it back. But then after, like, I don't know, shout out to that pilot who was driving us. This guy did like some crazy ass turns to get us out the storm.
Damn.
Yeah.
I never been in that position, bro.
Really?
But I feel like those are the worst because it's like you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Because for me, if I'm like in a near death experience, I want to be in control. Like, yes, I can do something to change it.
Yeah.
But when you're just like strapped down, can't do anything, sit here, we're going down. If I save us, we save us, you know?
Yeah.
Then it's like, fuck, I don't know. That's why I fucking hate, you know, those rides where it's like the drop tower and shit?
Oh, bro. I was just going to say, do you like water roller coasters or water slides more?
They're like the same, bro.
I hate roller coasters because anything, like you said, the slingshot shit, what if a screw?
Okay, but that's not a roller coaster. That's more like a amusement ride.
Okay,
it's not roller coaster. It's just I think it's like the track one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, but the drop tower that goes boom like that, I hate that shit because it's like I can't do anything, bro.
Yeah.
At least I on a roller coaster, you see the direction it's going. You know what I mean? I don't like being surprised.
No, but at the same time, roller coasters are mad scary because what if like that shit fly off the track? You feel me?
No, it's not.
That's why I like water slides better. I don't know why.
Why water slides? You're not even strapped in, bro.
No, but I feel like. I don't know. I'm safe with water.
How, fam? That's the opposite.
No, I'm just thinking Minecraft. Because you know how Minecraft, when you land in water, you're safe. You're no damage.
I guess.
Because if I fall in water, like, I'm blessed, you know? But if I fall on the ground from a roller coaster, I'm dead.
No, but you're not strapped in. in a roller coaster, you're strapped and you're blessed, bro. Yo, fam, take this in, take this in. So I was at Wild Water Kingdom with my dad, right?
Okay.
Bruh. So this was when I was like, I was little. I think I was like 5, 6 years old, yeah. Right? I weighed like very little. Uh-huh. I was fucking like maybe like 80 pounds less yeah. than that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going down the slide, bro. I get stuck on my shit, on the slide, because I'm going like this. I'm like trying to move up, but like my weight isn't enough to push me forward. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I know my dad's behind me. All of a sudden, I hear my dad screaming, "Woo!" My dad bumps right behind me, bro. Fam, I don't know how the lifeguard allowed him to go, but I'm like struggling. I hear him coming behind me. Woo! I'm like, fuck, bro. And then boom, hits me, and then he goes through. He passes me. I'm like, oh shit, what the hell? And then I'm there like struggling, trying to keep going.
I could vision that shit in my head, bro. That shit was the funniest thing you ever said, bro. Oh my god.
Do you manscape, bro? Do you manscape?
All the time, bro.
I feel like in today's society, it's mm-hmm. not right to like not. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like doing a disservice.
I feel like it's disrespectful to your partner.
You're right? It's like you're not shoveling the snow, feel me?
Yeah.
You're not shoveling the snow on your driveway. That's exactly what it's like. It's kind of embarrassing. You pull up, throw the drawers down. It's a bush. Nah, like, bro. That's embarrassing, bro. No?
Like, I feel like down there is the most slept on part. You feel me? Because people get their nails done.
Yeah, that's
true. They get their face done.
Yeah.
But they forget about the below.
Because, yo, as a man, one thing that we really should do mm-hmm. is take care of the package, bro. That's exactly. literally our batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you tried it, though? Have you tried the new lawnmower, bro?
100%, bro. I've been using these Dollarama ass shavers.
Yeah.
and when I moved to this, bro, I'm telling you, it was smooth.
Because I was using like a shaver before, mm-hmm. like an electric shaver.
Yeah.
But once in a while I get like a nick or something.
Yeah.
This one I had never had a nick yet. And bro,
that's the thing.
Smell this, fam.
Dog, let me smell this, bro.
Smell this, bro. My balls be smelling like that. It's clean. Bring a bit on this, bro. You're ready to go.
Sneaky link that you have in quarantine? Come on, man. Okay, so they send you the Lawnmower 4.0, which features ceramic blades featuring skin-safe technology that are replaceable and precision engineered for maximum confidence while trimming below the waist.
So this Lawnmower 4.0 yeah. features powerful performance, yep. a premium 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology.
Okay, so in the washroom, you're a ninja.
You're a ninja in there, bro. And this is not going to die on you. This is reliable, fam.
Come on, man.
So hit that link in the bio. You guys can hit up Manscaped. Get your package in.
Yes, sir.
Get your package clean. Use code JUMPERS for 20% off your purchase with Manscaped. I'm going to post it up right here.
Yep. The link will be down in the description below. Make sure to click it. Use code JUMPERS. Because usually the lifeguard down there would be like,
Yeah. But I guess because they didn't expect me to not make it all the way because I weighed so little.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you're blessed. Go.
I think that was you said Wild Water Kingdom.
Yeah,
right?
That was Wild Water Kingdom.
Yeah, my friend, because he's kind of chunky.
Yeah.
So I think he got stuck. Because he was with a tube. And it was like one of those cylinder ones.
Yeah.
And then it was funny because my other friend was next.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they called Go, that big tube that you see. They were both in it. Mm. So I was like, oh, no. But yeah, that's low-key. I'm scared of that too. Because what if I do get stuck?
Yeah.
When you're on vacation, I don't know if it's in Jamaica, those little holes that you go in and there's water and you jump in and it leads you to some next reservoir.
Oh, no, that's sick. That's sick.
That's scary, bro. Like, it's rocks, bro.
Oh, rocks. No. I thought you were talking. I seen one before. It's like a water slide and it takes you to like the sharks and you can see fishes while you're in the thing.
What if it breaks, fam?
You're blessed, bro.
See, I'm always thinking the worst, low-key.
What?
I don't know, because I'm a safe type of person.
Well, you can swim, though. You're blessed.
Yeah,
you can swim.
Yeah, but when fish is near me, I hate that shit. Like, I hate going scuba diving.
Yeah.
I remember I went scuba diving in Mexico. Like, you know, all the cousins like, yeah, man, just come on and you just have to go.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that shit. When fish were near me, I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
word.
Because what if a shark just comes out and bites my ass, bro?
I think one of the scariest things ever is, like, being trapped underwater.
I was going to say, or being trapped in, like, an open sea where no one's around you and you're on a boat.
Or, yo, you know those, you know, in every, like, underwater movie or like submarine movie, they have that scene where the water's rising up
and then
like almost to their mouth and then trapped. They go under.
Yeah,
bro, tell me every single time like I watch a movie like that,
I hold my breath
like
yeah.
Every single time, bro. And like I feel like that shit gives me anxiety. Where? I'm like, damn, you gotta make it out. You gotta make it out.
No, even if I'm watching someone stuck on the elevator, like the like the infamous walls being closed.
Oh yeah,
in.
That one too.
I get like claustrophobic off that shit.
Oh, you're claustrophobic?
Yeah, I told you I hate elevators.
Oh shit!
I hate elevators just because it's a tight space, and elevators just because I don't know if it's gonna drop.
Word.
Yeah.
Damn. See, I'm weird. Like I'd go into like a closet and then just like sit in there for no reason when I was little. Like I'd go into like a dark little corner and then just like read a comic book or some shit.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Nah, that's kind of weird.
Is that weird? Or like I'd go like under my bed and then like play like,
okay, yeah, I used to do that with a fort, but my, yo, I bet your forts were like hella tiny. My forts were mansions.
Yeah. My forts are small.
Yeah, my forts were literally mansions, bro. Like,
yo, I think the time where I stopped like making forts and shit,
yeah,
was when I was like, yo, I have a room.
You notice, you're like, yeah, dog, I have a big ass.
Why am I making a fort?
Yeah,
in my room. When I have a room.
That kind of makes sense though.
That was when I'm like, this doesn't make sense no more.
Yeah, it's like you're making a smaller room in a bigger room.
Yeah, and then that's when like the child in you like dies a little bit. Like, yeah, damn, it's not fun no more.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Or when you used to play a doctor and shit, like you used to reenact shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Yo, role playing back then was fire, dude. Like I swear, like at the cottage and shit, we used to role play as like dogs and shit. Mm. It was like the weirdest shit ever. But like now thinking of it, it's like, yo, why would we do that? But at the time, it was like hella fun.
You ever watch like a movie with your class and then,
yeah,
you know when they roll in the big TV?
Yeah, big TV. Oh, it's lit.
And then everybody gathers up around the TV and you put the movie on, right? Yeah. Movie starts.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, a cool character comes on screen. Yo, I call being him.
Oh, yeah.
You can be that guy.
We always claim, like, yo, if you were the main character, you're not cool.
Yeah. Everybody's like placing their bets type shit.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm that guy, yeah, whatever, right? And as the movie goes out, someone dies, like, you died. Hey.
At recess, you would never get the end of it.
Yeah, you remember that shit?
Yeah, of course, bro.
Bro, I want to chase those feelings again. Because certain feelings when you're a kid, you're not going to get that anymore.
I know.
You're not going to get that no more.
I feel like quarantine has made us too, like even with songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go back and listen to the classic 2000s pop and hip hop. Mm-hmm. And when you scroll down in the comments, it's all who's here from the quarantine trying to reminisce in their feelings.
Yeah.
Or who's here in quarantine trying to be nostalgic. You know, I swear everyone's trying to chase that again,
mm-hmm,
especially in quarantine.
I don't know if we said this before, but like, were you afraid of a boogeyman or like something in your room before? Like, did you have like a certain creature?
Oh, the Momo.
No, when you were a kid though. That's new, no? Isn't that new? Oh, the Moomoo.
The Moomoo. Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, I didn't even know what it was. I don't know if it's like a in my imagination, it's like a pig or a clown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it's under my bed if I didn't go to sleep at this time.
Word.
But all that shit, oh my God. Filipino parents propaganda. Oh my God. That shit is crazy. They mess with you, fam.
Yeah. In my mind, I was never afraid of the Moomoo just because like Moomoo sounded like a cow.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, whatever.
It's like a cow. Right? But like, okay, put yourself back in like your 7-year-old self or like 5-year-old self, right?
Yeah.
Sleeping, it's dark, you're scared. Yeah. What creature are you imagining like in the corner of your room?
That's a good question. What are you imagining?
For me, I was never afraid of like ghosts particularly. Yeah. I was more afraid of demons.
Oh yeah.
I was afraid of like, because I used to read the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be afraid of the demons, the devil,
yeah,
like something like that. And I feel like even present to now,
yeah,
that's still more scary to me than a ghost. Word. Because it's like, it's something from hell. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like a ghost is trying to contact somebody. They want to do evil shit to you. Those demons want to do evil shit to you. What are you? Like, what do you think about?
I feel like as a child, I didn't know about all these satanic stuff and the demons.
Mm-hmm.
All it was just ghosts.
Like
you know that typical white blank, put a white blanket over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I drew. Like I remember, like sometimes I had a bad dream, I would draw out what I was seeing, and I think that's stored in like some.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah,
you drew what you
I
saw.
Drew it out, yeah, and it was like ghosts, like these weird lines and shit like that. But
that's
crazy. But now when I got older, it was like, remember what I told you? It's like 12 o'clock demon hour.
Yeah,
you got to go to sleep because it's actual demons, and that's when I started getting to paranormal shit, and that's the scariest. I hate that shit.
Mm-hmm. What was like the scariest like movie you remember when you're growing up?
It was probably something with clowns.
Yeah,
something with clowns
like it or something.
It was,
right?
Yeah, I think I've said this before. It was it.
You found. Tell me if I'm wrong. I swear in any horror movie,
yeah,
and even to like Disney movies and shit, if they don't have music, it like holds no power still.
Oh yeah,
holds no power.
Soundtrack carries a horror thing because yeah. you have to build up the feelings and emotions.
Because mm-hmm. I was looking at this is like a movie study
yeah.
of like all the Disney. You know how they did Raya, like it's like the Asian princess, right?
Yeah,
bro, they sussed us so bad because they didn't give her a musical. There was songs in that whole movie.
Nah.
I'm like, damn, they gave Moana a song. They gave like Frozen song. We and Raya,
not at all.
The Southeast Asian movie, we didn't get any like musical, no nothing. And what? I feel like that's why the movie is trash. I watched the movie, fam.
Yeah.
That shit was trash, bro. And then I'm like, you know why? It was because of the music. It was that's literally the reason why. And then I look at like horror movies, right? Mm-hmm. When you go to horror movies, you hear the...
Oh yeah, that's the
like the building up suspense and shit. Mm-hmm. That literally makes everything.
Yeah.
And if you bag it, back in the day, people didn't have like TV or like shit to look at on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was on radio, right?
Oh yes.
So remember when people were doing radio shows?
Yeah.
Not even like a podcast. I'm talking about like before they were like, oh, a news broadcast, blah blah blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm talking like 1940s or whatever, right? Early. So they would, there was this famous like news broadcast, right?
Yeah.
And they talked about it was the end of the world and there was an alien invasion happening. This was live, right?
Yeah.
This was live. And at the time, you didn't know anything about no pranks,
uh-huh.
no nothing like that.
Okay.
People heard that and they thought aliens were outside. They thought like, shit, this is the end of the world. I think it was called War of the Worlds. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
But it was really just like an actor talking about like a story.
Yeah.
But he made it seem like it was happening live.
See, but was it a prank though? Or?
It was a prank. It was okay. It was like a prank, but also like it's kind of like a movie, but like narrated.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like people are outside dying, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Something like that. Like, I think this is the end of time, you know?
Yeah.
So imagine you heard that and then you didn't have no visual.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even like, you didn't know anything about pranks before.
Yeah. It's all about the music. If you really think about it, go to a haunted house mm-hmm. with AirPods in and play some happy shit and walk through it. I don't think it's not scary.
It's not going to affect you. It's not going to affect you.
Yeah. But yeah, going back to the Raya just real quick.
Yeah.
Like if they butcher the first Asian superhero movie, now we got to actually start a petition. Stop Asian hate. You feel me? What the hell?
Bro, even Mulan was trash, bro.
Mulan was okay. I like Mulan.
No, Mulan, the live action.
Yeah, okay.
Mulan was amazing.
Yeah.
Respect to Mulan.
Yeah.
But they did the live action.
Yeah.
Bro, it ruined the whole movie. Yeah, it's not even Mulan no more. It's just like...
I don't even know Mulan. About that.
It's like... It's not even Mulan, bro.
Don't kill me. Hey, so, no, I was going to say those
Fulan.
Stop. But you know, who's that? Shane Dawson?
Yeah.
I remember they had a bunch of numbers that was, I guess, paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it.
Oh, shit. Right.
So they're like, okay, guys, we're going to record us calling these phone numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So they called the first number, right? It made like a weird sound, like a... Right? Mm. And then all you hear, like, I don't know if it was a prank or not, but there was a glass that broke in their house.
In their house?
Yeah.
Nah.
And this phone number is actually supposed to be like, actually like summon or like some spirit.
What the
fuck, in your house,
bro? Yo, see, here's the thing, right? With ghosts, with all of these like demons and shit, right?
Yeah.
How does it translate into technology? Cause look, right?
Yeah.
Cause let's say 1920s, no computers, mm-hmm. no phone.
Yeah.
Right? No phone, no like TV, nothing. Now you hear all these ghost stories today.
Yeah.
Some shit happened with the TV. Some shit happened on the phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some shit happened on like my iPhone picture showed up, whatever, right? Yeah. How did it translate? Does that mean ghosts
are getting smarter too?
Yeah, does that mean ghosts are fucking online?
That's what I'm saying. Yo, low key, that makes sense.
Right? Does that mean ghosts are online? We don't know for sure, but I'm just saying like ghosts can manipulate electricity.
Technology now. Yeah.
Electricity.
Yeah.
Right? Like before, that's a common thing. Like the lights flickering, all fuck, that's a ghost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if they're smart enough to manipulate electricity, they got to be smart enough to do technology then, right?
Yeah, because how are you summoning spirits off of an iPhone?
Exactly.
You don't know where that call is being placed. It could be in India.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Well, why did it summon just now? Does it travel through an electricity line and then go to your house?
There you go, like, no. Bro. Right?
Yeah,
so okay, what if maybe in like, let's say you turn into a ghost.
Okay.
What if you can send shit like on social media, like from the dead.
Yeah. Oh my god, that'd be so
I feel like there's a movie about that or something.
I would definitely troll if I was a ghost and I had that power. I mean, that's literally just a hacker though, right?
Yeah, that is just like a hacker. Yeah. That is just like a hacker. Yo, that'd be crazy hack though.
I know.
Like if someone died and then like you started getting text messages from them.
It's like, I see you in your room.
Bro, I'd be scared as fuck.
Yeah, imagine you're just on your bed one night and then like, oh, I see you through your window. Random message.
Yeah. That's crazy. Bro, I watched this one Black Mirror episode, right? Mm-hmm. And then it was this kid. He got blackmailed because he was like jerking off in front of his computer.
Yeah.
And he had the webcam on, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he got blackmailed, the right? FBI. And then, no, he got blackmailed by hackers.
Oh, shit.
And he got a text message. Okay, you have to do everything we say now because we have this against your will, right?
Yeah.
So imagine you take that kind of concept, but instead of blackmail someone, you pretend it's like a ghost. It's like, oh, I see this and that, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And then you manipulate the room, turn off the lights and shit.
Yeah.
That'd be the craziest prank ever. Yo, Nelk, that'd be the craziest fucking prank ever.
We should run that, bro. Like, to be honest, at this point, we talk about so many scary stuff and we watch so many scary movies. We should just direct the scary movie.
Yo, I had this one prank I really, really want to do.
What?
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
So I have this prank, right?
Yeah.
So imagine you take like an actor, right? And you put him into like a setting where you're gonna walk toward.
Okay.
Right? And then you make him do like crazy shit and try to interact with someone you're with.
Yeah.
And you pretend that you don't see them. And then you have other people that are in on the on the prank that pretends they can't see them either.
Nah, did you see that? They've done that prank.
They've done that?
Remember, okay, so there would be a guy, right? And they would put a blanket over him.
Yeah.
And then he would be like, in 3, 2, 1, you're going to disappear and you're turn a ghost, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boom, they take the blanket off, right? Mm. And they're like, yo, yo. And then everyone would be in on the prank.
Yeah.
And the guy would be like, I'm here.
That's
right?
Sick.
But then everyone else is like, where is he? Where's my brother? Right? So no, but this is the funny thing.
Yeah.
They would go take a picture with your brother on the couch.
Mm.
And they would already pre-take a picture of them. So of what do you call it? The brother, so there he's not there.
Oh shit.
And then when he shows them the picture, he's like, oh, he starts crying.
Oh fuck. Damn.
You haven't seen those?
No, I haven't seen that.
Bro, it's so funny. I'll show you. Like David Dobrik's done it on our I don't know what the guy's name is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I know.
Nah, you ever seen those the Japanese pranks where they have like a huge mob of people like chasing somebody?
Bro, Japanese people take it so next level, fam.
I think it's called like 100 versus 1 prank or something like that, right? So they have somebody walking down like an alleyway.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like at the end of the alleyway, you see a mob of people running towards you. Like 100 something people running towards you.
Yeah.
And like, yo, what's going on? So you start running too, you know what I mean?
I've seen it. No, but like sometimes it's funny because like that one person would get so scared because they're chasing them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know how to act.
Yeah,
and then I've seen this one video where they all just circle around her.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
Like digest her.
No, that was the one where like there was one side with people with like baseball bats and chains and shit, right? And then the other side is like people with the same thing. They were going to fight.
Yeah.
And there's like a girl in the middle. She like got caught in the wrong time.
Yeah,
there's like 100 people on both sides, bro.
Damn. Those big mob pranks I like too. Or even I remember this one time in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot it's called. It's like the big city hall where there's a lot of people.
That's
with the trains.
Fuck. Grand Central Station.
Right. So there was this one person who was walking through there, right?
Yeah.
And obviously there's hella people around.
Mm-hmm.
So one person starts freezing. Like he just stops.
Yeah.
And then everyone else frozen, fam.
Oh.
And then this girl's like, what's going on, bro? Because like then it's like the time stopped.
Yeah.
Imagine like time stopped and like your time didn't stop for you. What would you do,
bruh?
Like that's so sick,
fam. I feel like if you did that to the wrong person, everybody's pockets
I'm
getting hurt.
That's what I was gonna say. I'm robbing everyone in Grand Central Station. I'm rich that night, bro. You feel me?
I can just imagine like they pick the wrong person,
yeah,
and then he's like, oh shit. He started getting everybody's wallet.
Like free train rides, fam, on me.
Yo, that'd be the point. Like, I love it when pranks turn out like wrong or pranks go wrong.
How?
Like, you know, the trying to sell a water gun in the hood type shit.
Oh, those
stuff like that.
Turn out bad, bro.
And then all of a sudden, boom, strap right in front of you, bro.
Yeah. You can't do that. Like, there's a certain like environment that you can do it.
Mm.
You feel me? But if you're going around and like making fun of like, you know, the guys who are really with it.
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
Well, what do you think the first prank in history was?
I'm curious. The whoopty cushion?
No. There has to have been like during Jesus's time, like a prank. Like somebody pranked somebody. Imagine. Like a trick or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That had to have been something. You know? Because, like, they still had humor, feel me? Because yeah. I feel like when we look back at history, we look back at history and think they didn't have humor.
Yeah.
That's what we think, right? Because mm-hmm. whenever you go into a history class, everything is so serious. Yeah. Anytime you watch a documentary, everything is so serious, right?
Yeah.
But you have to bag, they're still human.
Yeah.
They still had society. They definitely had jokes, right? That's why, you ever heard that theory of, how all the Greek statues
cats?
Have really small dicks.
Huh?
They have really small genitalia. Have you noticed that?
Oh, really? Oh. I mean, I haven't been like, looking at it.
No,
like,
no. All of the Athena, big, like, yeah. Plato's, all of these statues, like Michelangelo's work, right?
Yeah.
Every single one of them had really, really small genitalia.
So you think they did that on purpose?
No, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was just a joke. Like they did it. They did it for amusement, just to make fun of it.
That's jokes, like, yo, he's a swan there. Now looking back, it's like, yeah, low key. Why did they all have small?
Right.
Things? Yeah.
That's the same thing. I said this before, but like the cats, right? Yeah. Egyptians definitely just thought cats were funny, fam. They did not think like
because in your history books, does it really give the symbolism of a cat? I don't think I've heard any history teacher really explain what the cat meant.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, they put a face on a huge cat's body and it's a huge freaking monument.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, this is just for jokes.
But yeah, if you're in elementary school, ask go question your history teacher. What's the symbolism of a cat? And he probably won't even tell
you. Yo, so I heard this thing, right? I heard this, it's kind of like a theory, but more of like a people just think about it.
Yeah.
Apparently there's an alien race of like cat beings. And so take this in, right? They thought like the aliens that came here.
Yeah.
Apparently they had like faces of a cat or like they resembled cats.
Oh, word.
I forgot the exact name. It starts with an L. I think it's called the Lyrans or some shit. Uh-huh. And supposedly it's like an alien race.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that gave them their technology, taught them how to like do everything, make the pyramids and shit.
I was going to say, because like if you really connect it, cats, if they thought it was cats,
mm-hmm.
the aliens that made the pyramids
mm-hmm.
were the cats.
Exactly. And they made a statue made of a cat, themselves. Right?
Yeah.
But then again, like we never know for sure.
But I read that like some Egyptians feel like the world was created out of laughter. So you know those hieroglyphics that they all carve out?
Mm-hmm.
They probably did some comedy sketches.
Like entertainment?
Yeah, entertainment. They definitely carved some funny shit on there.
I guess, yeah, I don't know.
That we would probably think like, oh, that's something secret. But nah, it's just like something funny.
Yeah. No, that's true though. That's true. That has to have been, that's what I'm saying. Going back to what we're saying, like that had to have been humor and entertainment.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what do you think was the first prank? Like, what do you think was the first form of entertainment? We had gestures and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, bro, I have a story for you, right?
Yeah.
I had, like, this lucid dream, fam.
Okay.
And I feel like it might have been, this is similar to Josh's story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I was just thinking about Josh's story. That's why I dreamt it that night.
Yeah.
But, bro, I had this dream. Mm-hmm. I was, like, walking around. It was like a festival.
Okay.
No, it was like a ball. It was like a early century ball. Everybody was wearing dresses and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Renaissance era, right? Mm-hmm. Bro, and then I'm walking around. I'm like, why am I so short?
Yeah.
Why am I so short to the ground? Like the table's like this high. I'm like,
George shrinks.
Bruh, I'm a dwarf. Like I'm short.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, what is this, right? Mm-hmm. And I woke up.
Yeah.
I woke up, fam. First of all, that dream felt so real.
Word.
It felt like, it literally felt like past life type shit, bro. Just like what Josh said, right?
Okay.
But I feel like I just dreamt that because I thought Josh.
Okay, yeah.
Bam. So I went on Google.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled it. I'm like, why? Who could have this been, right? I Googled like dwarves in like the Renaissance or like early century, right?
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, just like jesters,
they
had like dwarves for entertainment. So maybe in my past life, I was an entertainer, bro.
Word. I mean, you are entertaining right now, so it would all click up. You feel me? No, when you said that, I was only imagining there's an art museum in New York, right? And everything is big.
Yeah.
So like the tables, you would walk around like a kitchen and you would like be a small person.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like everything would be big. The chairs, the oven, everything. Mm. You should visit it if you're out in New York.
That's like one of those optical illusions.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Optical illusions.
Yeah.
Do you think there's optical illusions that they made like early, like in history?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think, I don't know if there is any, but you know how they have like the hieroglyphics and shit?
Yeah.
Do you think they made shit a certain way to look bigger than they are? Or maybe they held some secrets to like hide stuff. Maybe, right?
Shit, I don't know.
Like, well, what do you think the Stonehenge was for? Like huge rocks, like literally as tall as our house.
Okay.
I mean, in a circle.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Stonehenge. Yeah, Stonehenge.
Yeah, yeah. And Easter...
No, that's Easter Island.
Oh, okay,
that's
okay.
Easter, that's why I'm getting it mixed up.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's another one. It's just literally like a circle.
Word.
It's literally like a circle with like big-ass rocks. Like, what do you think that was for, bro?
A marker for the UFOs to land.
Right?
You don't, I don't know, fam.
That's why so many people think like maybe giants ruled the world before.
Yeah.
Because there's so many stories of giants, right?
Yeah.
Even in like ancient Greek mythology... Mm-hmm. The gods or like the titans, you heard of that? Mm-hmm. They were all giants.
Yeah.
So it would make sense because even to this day, they still can't explain how they made the pyramid. And we still, with our technology today, scientists said we cannot create the pyramid again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why can't we create the pyramid again? Shit, maybe they knew something that we didn't.
I don't know, bro. Even the monoliths, though, because after you told me that the monoliths are just like a...
No, that was just like a...
Propaganda.
That was like a marketing scheme.
But at first, I was like, yo, what are these things? Mm. You know, I deadass thought that the aliens were about to come and
kill us.
You feel me?
Mm.
Yeah, that would be a fire-ass prank from the aliens, though.
Yeah. Yo, this is getting, like, deep into conspiracy now. Like, imagine certain things were put to make us question, right? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe the pyramids or maybe, like, crazy things we've seen in the world were meant just to get a reaction out of us.
Mm, right? But they don't symbolize anything.
They don't symbolize anything. Imagine.
That's a cool little thought.
Right? Because we think, like I said, back in history, we're thinking all of these people, they were so serious. They were like very professional.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, bro. Like they still had fun.
Yeah.
Right? They still thought like us. I know. They still had like scheme. They were clever.
Yeah.
I mean, they're clever people.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, yo, like, even like the ghost shit, bro. Like what if they're not entirely bad? They just want a reaction out of us.
Like ghosts?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, you know, yeah. What if ghosts are just trying to like prank us and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like if Nelk f-ing turns into ghosts, we're they can prank us every day.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you want to prank people at the Ryerson, go to the theater and pretend there's ghosts there. Because there actually is.
No, I never heard of that.
So the Ryerson Theater School, there's these cold spots in the theater. That's known and like I guess like there's winds in the theater.
Word.
Like the all the windows are closed, but there's winds.
Oh shit!
You feel me? And like there was a tale that one girl who's rehearsing before left because she saw something.
No way.
And then they sent the Toronto Ghost Society, I think.
There's a Toronto Ghost Society?
Yeah, there's a Toronto Ghost and Research Society.
No way. Are you serious? Yeah. That's a real shit?
Yes, bro. In 2008, fam, they sent them in. And you know what they heard? They heard muzzles of like voices. Oh, and they heard like noises.
What the fuck?
We should join it.
The Toronto Ghost Society?
And Research Society, yeah.
Yo, low-key, I want to like interview. Let's go interview them. Yeah,
we should.
That'd be sick.
Because like even if we go and vlog those abandoned places,
mm-hmm.
like you know Queen's Park, the tunnels of Queen's Park.
Oh yeah.
And Casa Loma.
Oh yeah, no, I heard Casa Loma.
That white dress lady is there. She's there.
I heard that.
And like you can hear her cries and stuff. That's what people are saying.
Yeah. That's fucked, bro.
And like yo, there's one in the tunnels, right?
Mm-hmm.
People have said that they saw her hanging.
Oh shit.
Like dog, imagine we vlog. This is great content.
Yeah.
But at the same time it's like vlog, man.
Cuz like I'm down, but I still don't want to, like, get involved, you know what I mean?
Because
as fun as it is, it's only fun for me, like, if I'm not getting involved.
A viewer
like,
for
yeah.
You guys watching, you guys get a laugh at this shit.
Exactly, but, because you know those stories of how, did you know, like, the first people that found King Tut's tomb?
Yeah. Oh, where?
Every single person that was present died.
Oh, fuck.
Tragically. Oh, some died from car accidents, some died from sickness, everything.
Yeah.
The people that took the coffin of King Tut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, like, you hear this all the time. Shit is cursed.
Yeah.
Annabelle, you know what I mean? Like, there's definitely some supernatural shit out there that you should not be playing with.
Yeah, it's generational, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I think in Phoenix, there's a cursed doll, right?
Yeah.
And that, I guess someone took it. But that family, that whole generational family has had bad luck.
Damn.
Like, it's always been bad.
That sucks, bro. That sucks. Because the scary movies that scare me the most are the freaking, what was it where they had the house and then like the new people moved in and they found something in the attic and that shit was haunted.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
We watched this together.
What I'm saying. Like those type of movies, that scares me the most. This is like for all these years you've been living here, you didn't know?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
It's crazy.
That shit scares me.
Yeah.
Cause I remember watching this. You remember, George Shrinks.
Yeah, George Shrinks.
I remember George Shrinks. There's this scene where they found like a hidden door.
Yeah.
They didn't know about this whole time they've been living there.
Right.
So, but I feel like those things, it's so fun. Like, I want to do that myself. I want to like find something like, whoa, this whole time.
Yeah.
Right. And then you open it and then they found like all of these different trinkets and shit. That's, I think that's dope too.
Have you ever explored like your attics?
Nah, well, like we did maintenance and shit that. There's nothing to explore. Feel me?
No, because in my house,
yeah.
I remember I was sleeping one night, right? It was midnight and there was a tapping in my attic. Like, dum, dum, dum.
Oh, what
and
the
I was like, oh, fuck. Right. Yeah. I didn't tell my dad. I was like, okay, it's probably some raccoon, some shit up there. And then I kept hearing it every single night at the same time.
Damn.
And I was like, no, it's got to be like some type of squirrel up there, bro.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't, don't, don't. But you hear like, right? And then it went away for a week. Right?
Yeah.
Came back again. Don't, don't, don't. I was like, bro, why is it always happening past 12?
That's crazy, bro.
And then we never really found out what it was.
Mm. Yo, do you think ghosts keep track of time then?
They have to.
Well, maybe they're playing a prank. It's like, oh, it's night.
Let's get yeah. That, maybe that's why, right?
Let's get them again.
Because I feel like, you know how they say like 3 o'clock shit will happen?
Yeah.
Because my uncle told me this story before. Uh-huh. He said he was like, this was at his old house he was living at.
Yeah.
He said every single time, 3 o'clock, he would feel something touch his toes and the phone would go off, bro. The phone would go off, man.
Nah, okay, that's
every specific. Single 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
3 o'clock. He blocked the number, but it would still call.
What? Okay, that's too specific. Okay.
3 o'clock, 3 o'clock, right? And he felt something touch his toes? Yeah. Nah.
He's nah. Devil's hour, fam.
That means like ghosts keep track of time then, right?
Yeah.
They have to. Yo, you ever look into like the date you were born? Like the time you were born? You know it or not?
I think it was like, no, I actually don't know.
So, you know all the astrology shorties and shit, right?
I have a funny story. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, so all these astrology shorties, they say, like, oh, it depends on your birth date and, like, the time you were born. You could be, like, a Aquarius rising, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and then, like, this because you were born at this time, right? Yeah. So I'm like, damn. And then they say you can find out who your past life was, right?
Yeah.
So, bro, so there's this story that there was this kid. And he had like a huge scar, like a birthmark on his face, right?
Yeah.
Born with a huge birthmark on his face. So as this kid grew older, he found, or he told his parents about how he was killed in his past life.
Yeah.
He was murdered.
Yeah.
And he said, follow me. And he brought the parents like across the village to this house with a man. And he said, this is the man that murdered me. Take him with us and I'll show you where I'm buried.
Huh?
So they followed him into the woods. Like, this is like a mile away from civilization.
Yeah.
They dug up the thing and they found the skull of his past life. And the skull had a crack right where the kid had his birthmark.
What?
So he had the same mark where the skull was damaged. So how did he know where the body was? And how did that match up to his face?
So that's his ghost?
That's his past life. So he's reincarnated into that kid with that birthmark.
So that birthmark theory that we said is kind of true.
Kind of.
That's when you died.
Yeah, yo, okay. I have a really good one. A really good one. Okay. So there's a theory that Tupac was reincarnated as Playboy Cardi, bro. Listen, fam. So we know Tupac died September 13th, right? In 1993.
Uh-huh.
So Tupac was shot, right?
Yeah.
And supposedly he got shot in his cheek.
In his face, yeah.
In his cheek.
Uh-huh.
Playboy Cardi, born September 13th, 1993.
No!
And he has the birthmark on his cheek, bro.
No, what? no more Playboy Cardi slander. That's Tupac, bro.
Bruh. Nah. I don't know. This is like a theory, but like still, that'd be sick.
That's a crazy coincidence.
Right?
How they died and like reborn on the same day.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I know. So I played a little bit into the game, right? Yeah. I didn't know my time, the time of a birth for me.
Okay.
But I did my birth date.
Yeah.
So I put famous celebrities that died on February 8th, my birthday, right?
We did this together.
So I did this, right?
Yeah.
So I searched it up and I saw all of these different people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went down by going like, okay, past life of them, past life of them, past life of them.
Okay.
Because I know if it's like a line, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say you're this past life, this past life, and your birthday lines up with someone else's time of date. That means it's connected to this path, connected to this path, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I followed the path, bro. And one of them on my birthday died was a radio host.
No.
A famous radio host.
See, I was going to say before you end the story, I was going to guess an entertainer, or some movie director or some athlete.
Bro, it was like a radio host. I'm like, oh shit.
Word?
On my birthday.
I have to dig into that shit too, man. What if my shit is also a radio?
That'd be crazy.
This podcast was meant to happen.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
You feel me? But like when I was born, it's November 11, 2000, right?
Yeah.
So November 11, 11/11.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I self-proclaim this, like I'm the lucky child.
Mm.
Like everything in my life has happened for a reason. Like I'm hella lucky when it comes to situations. And whenever I tell that to like shorties and shit, they're like, oh my God, 1-1-1-1. You feel me?
And you gotta text them at 11/11.
But no, it's like even when I was popping champagne for my 20th birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember what happened? And we searched this up after. I sprayed it
at
everyone, but the most champagne landed on Carlos.
I don't know
why. And this was a week before we started the podcast.
Oh yeah.
And that there's a theory that champagne shower.
Yeah.
Whoever it lands on it most is gonna like have good luck in the next like
That's
3 weeks.
Crazy.
And what happened? The Christmas theory went viral.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
Bro, I'm the lucky child.
No, because I remember like you did the freaking champagne shit. I'm like, bro, it only went on me. I wasn't thinking about that shit. I was cheese. I'm like, why did it land on me?
Yeah, yeah. It was funny. I saw the video some shit. It was like Carlos like, yo, it went on me, bro.
And you look at me, I'm like drenched.
Yeah, you're drenched, bro. And like I don't know why I sprayed it to everyone, but I don't know why it only landed on me.
Damn.
And that's crazy because That was me spraying it on you. Pause. But like we're in this podcast together now.
Yeah, we
for lifers, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe because I love looking at like coincidences and shit. Coincidences.
Oh, love that shit, bro.
Yeah. Like
love that shit.
I just love even just like the past life thing.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to just even think about.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter if it was true or not, but it's fun. Like it gives another narrative to something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it gives something spectacular to think about.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, when you have a family sword in the medieval times, you know how like they pass down a sword. Like this was by your grandfather that fought a war, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So low key, I want to do something like that too. Just give something like a physical object with a story to it.
Oh shit.
For everybody to remember.
The headphones. Like to your kid.
This shit could be historical. Yeah.
No,
because
if you really think about it, like the stuff that's happening right now is gonna go down in history. Like we're gonna look back at it.
Yeah.
Right now we're just living in the moment, like we're just enjoying this shit. But really, if you look back like when we're like 20s or even 30s, we're like, yo, we actually did that.
Yeah, because take in Virgil Abloh, Kanye West, right? We see them as present day like creatives, but in actuality they are our current, like Michelangelo, Leonardo, Da Vinci, you know what I mean? They are those people just present. So maybe like centuries down the line, they're still gonna look at them as pioneers. They look at Edgar Allan Poe, bro. I mean, the poet. They still look at him. That wasn't that long ago.
I know.
So it's only
study him.
Yeah, exactly. We still study him.
Yeah.
So you don't think they're going to be studying Kanye? Bro, they're going to be studying Virgil, Kanye, Drake. They're still going to be studying them.
Yeah.
Right?
That's going to be
cool. It's crazy. And then imagine you have like a piece of merch or like Kanye's headphones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Virgil Abloh's pen or some shit.
Yeah.
That's going to go down in history.
Facts. Go buy your merch now. No, but that makes sense. So it's like ancient artifacts that we think is at the present.
It's not ancient now, but later in the future it could be.
So now it's like everything is an investment. So it's like, oh, really, really think what is going to do good in the future, or is it going to blow up? And you just invest in that.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like, especially right now, 2020, 2021, this kind of like COVID era, this pandemic era is such a, crazy year. It holds so much value compared to other years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you're going to get a shirt, you would want it to say 2020 or 2021. You know what I mean?
But bro, I seen some shit on TikTok. It was like the guy got a plastic bag and he went outside and got the air.
Yeah.
And the men were like, nah, don't release that shit because it's going to start COVID again.
No, that's facts though. That's
facts. Or there was this guy with a band-aid. Oh no, the vaccine band-aid.
Yeah.
Right? With the blood on it.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy put that away and everyone's like, nah, don't. Keep that shit.
I know.
That's gonna shit will dead ass start COVID again.
You know what I mean? Yo, freaking, remember in Josh's episode?
Yeah.
He talked about this theory that the reason the zombie apocalypse will start is because of like a disease that was trapped in Antarctica or a long, long time ago in the ice, right? Trapped in the ice. Bro, I think like in last month, they found a study of these new bacteria zombie bacteria
in the ice.
In the ice. Josh predicted it. He said it on the podcast, and all of a sudden it's real. This is like real information. Like, you can search this up. Holy, like a zombie like bacteria.
Yeah.
Like, this is real. They found it in Antarctica. Like, I feel like it was one of those North Polar Antarctica.
Uh-huh.
Fam, they found bacteria that was locked away in the ice. Just like Josh said, bro. Nah. Josh manifested that shit, bro.
Josh, bro, I'm telling you, he's on a watch list now.
And you know what else he said?
What?
He said somehow it's going to break out into the into those people that are in Antarctica. Then it, then since all of those people are from different countries,
yeah,
it's going to travel over. Huh. So hopefully Josh is wrong.
Yeah.
Hopefully Josh is wrong. If it's right, that could be the zombie apocalypse right there. We're living the Walking Dead.
Maybe he did manifest that. And it goes back to like, yo, can you manifest bad shit? I remember a few days ago, I was with my friend and he always, like, his energy was so off. Mm. Right? He always like, yo, I feel like I'm going to fucking get in a car accident.
That's fucked.
I'm like, bro, why are you saying this? Why are you putting this out in the world? Right?
Yeah.
So we were going home, right? On the highway, literally this car randomly open space. A car came randomly in front of us, we had to slam the brakes.
Oh my god.
I'm telling you, that was probably the most, because if it hit us, we would have spun.
Oh my god, bro.
You feel me? So I don't know why he said all this shit. Like, it was bad.
That's messed up.
It was all bad energy that night.
Because I was reading this book. It's the book I posted a picture with, actually, if you guys pay attention.
Yeah.
It's called Think and Grow Rich, right?
Yeah.
And in one of the chapters, it's telling me, even if you... It works both ways.
Yeah.
You can manifest good and you can manifest bad.
Yeah.
The thing is, if it depends on your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think positive, you're going to manifest positive. Yeah. But if you think negative, you're going to manifest negative. But everybody still has those negative thoughts once in a while, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Like, no matter who it is, you'll have those negative thoughts once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So this book, in the chapter, it's saying, it's trying to train me to stop thinking negative thoughts that might suppress the positive, because as you're manifesting the good, you still have like the doubts, the fucking the negative thoughts that come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to reap the benefits of the good,
yeah,
you have to eliminate the negative completely.
And that's hard. That's probably a good book, because mm-hmm. it's actually hard to get those, because obviously, like you said, it's inevitable to have negative thoughts.
Yeah, because it's inevitable.
Yeah,
so you gotta find a way to deal with
What's one thing that it told you that really sticked out?
Okay, so one thing that it's very, very important. This is all of manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Is confidence in yourself.
Okay.
Confidence in yourself and confidence in you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Confidence in you as in like...
Don't half-ass it.
Confidence is like... You can be confident person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go out, talk to everybody. You look very strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's like a fake it till you make it thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're there on the outside, but the you, like the internal, isn't the same energy. Right. The internal may be a little bit... Oh, should I say this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You feel me, right?
I do it all the time.
Everybody
though.
Does that. Yeah. Everybody does that. Everybody has that kind of like doubt in their head.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the you I'm talking about. I say yourself and then you. So the you I'm saying is the true confidence, where no matter what you do, no matter what you say, I believe in you. I believe in me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, it doesn't matter what action I do, it's 100%. No matter what thing I say, I know I meant to say it like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if I fuck it up. I meant to say it like that. That's how it's going to be said.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That
so
makes sense.
That's kind of like the way you have to manifest, is where you eliminate the negative by completely destroying it and leaving that like negative side of you out. So the only thing left is this super confident person.
Yeah.
This super confident mindset that can't be destroyed. And that's where you get the real benefits of everything.
Yeah. I think that was first year university, because I was a shy kid all of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But when I started just going out and like trying to put on this fake persona of like, okay, I'm confident. But on the inside,
inside, it's different.
Yeah. It's like, oh shit, man. Like when I go home, I'm still that shy kid. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started talking to people and growing confidence.
Mm-hmm.
This confidence in myself. You do it more and more.
Yeah.
You're easy talking to everyone.
See, that's why you see a lot of shy people, but they're still very mentally strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of them have very strong confidence in their you and like the internal, but maybe on the outside, they don't show it.
Because like when I'm in these big business meetings, because I'm 20 years old and I work at like a finance department.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in this meeting with a bunch of 50-year-olds, you know, trying to talk, like I have to flip the switch. Even though I'm shy, I have to flip that switch and act confident when I'm presenting.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
And I feel like I can take on anything on this world because I'm confident in myself and mm-hmm. I can go do it.
Exactly.
That's the one thing I want like my younger siblings mm-hmm. to make out, because like you can do whatever you want if you're confident.
Yeah,
and
that's you can facts. Talk to people. That's so facts.
Yeah.
All right, let's end it there.
Yeah, let's end it there, bro.
All right, that was a good episode. Yes, all right, sir. If you haven't already, join our Discord, link yep. in bio. Check out my new vlog channel. Yes, or sir. Like just check out my new channel. Yeah, I'm gonna posting vlog and be posting like nostalgia tripping mm-hmm. on there.
Yep.
Check that out. And any more announcements?
No, just subscribe. Make sure you turn on post notifications. I feel like we don't say that enough.
I know, yeah. Turn on those post notifications. Hit that like button.
Like the video as much times as you can. You feel me?
All that good stuff. Thank you so much. Appreciate the support.
Yep.
Jumpers jump out.
Deuces.